An audacious act of faith. Open a roof and bring down a paralytic man. Amen. And Jesus will look at them and say, that part you have played is an act of faith. Your sins are forgiven and go. Sometimes he wants faith. He wants people to exercise faith so that there will be a woman, one of the women that I really don't know how to mention her name, Syrophoenician woman, that Jesus will say to her, healing is not for dogs, it's for children. Jesus wasn't rude. He wasn't rude, but he was asking for something. And that was faith. And then the woman did not accept the insult. And if it were some of us, we say, somebody, that pastor insulted me. I am leaving the church. Because he called you a dog. But this woman did not care what she was called. She said, I know that even dogs eat crumbs. And Jesus said, I've never seen such a faith in Israel. And the daughter was made whole. And sometimes, he has the power to heal, but he will say, go and show yourself as a leper to the priest. And when you show yourself, you will be healed. So, Jesus, and also in the book of Mark chapter 10, the story of Bartimaeus. The people were saying, shut up. He has no time for those who are even having eyes. So how come you, that you have no eyes, you are shouting, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Amen. And then the Bible says, and Jesus stood still. And do you know what he did? Thank you. I think they can hear me. Okay, you are not happy.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. He works, I know he works with all the other pastors. I rebuke that mic that doesn't want to work with me in Jesus' name. Because when I see all of you, you enjoy that mic. Now is my turn, is misbehaving. Okay. I don't know who to deal with. Whether it's your pastor or it's your mic. But we got to deal with somebody. Amen. So let's continue with our story. Where were we? The blind Bartimaeus. Amen. Mark 10. So when Jesus stood still, he could have just walked over to Bartimaeus. He did not go over to Bartimaeus. He told the people, bring him. Amen. And they brought Bartimaeus and he got his healing. So most of the miracles of Jesus requires our participation. But for today, it was the participation, critical participation of a child that brought about this miracle. And to show you that Jesus could have done the miracle without anybody, Philip asked him, can so much worth of bread feed this crowd? And then the Bible records intentionally that Jesus knew what he was going to do. Did you hear that in your Bible? Yes. Did you hear that right? Yes. So Jesus, asking you to participate is not because he's limited. It's not because he cannot do it without you, but he wants your participation. I once said something to my pastors. I said, those of us who are pastors, God wants to do some things, but God wants to give honor to you by making you to participate in that miracle. Amen.
Amen.
I pray that from today, God will use you to declare his glory.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So, in this miracle of Jesus, let me call this little boy Johnny. So Johnny, in the morning, you know what it means to prepare the lunch for your children? And sometimes they are grumpy, they don't want to take it, or sometimes they even take it. Sometimes they eat it. You know, it's long ago that I did that business. Exemplified by somebody sitting there. So, some 21 years ago. So sometimes they take it, sometimes they eat it, sometimes they bring it back. Am I right? Hello, somebody. But it's not very easy for them to give it out. Did you know that? Not very easy. But somehow, Jesus was preparing to feed 5,000 people. And he placed an endowment in one little boy. And I love what they said the other time, that nothing should limit you. Hallelujah. Nothing, not even your age. That lunch could have been the lunch of an old man like myself, who actually doesn't need to eat because I must live. You know, we get to a stage in life, we now stop eating so we can live. Amen. We try to skip meals so that we can continue to be alive. But they need it to grow. And that's the kind of person that God put it into his hand. The person who needs it to grow. The person who cherishes it. And that's the one that has it. So, my children, God has put something in your life. God has put some endowments in your life. And Isaiah chapter 66 verse 19, he said, and this once shall declare my glory. So I told those we prayed together, I said, don't worry, they might show some signs that may concern you. Don't worry. God has the best for them. You know, Saturday, about last Saturday, not this one. So I went for one burial, my friend's mother's burial in a place in Ekiti State. And I met some of my classmates in the secondary school. In fact, we used to call one of them Bully. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, he ended up becoming a director at the Central Bank of Nigeria. No, that we used to call him Bully. And I can't remember how many times he had beaten me in those days. I can't remember. And then somehow, my best friend showed up for the same burial and is a senior advocate of Nigeria. So we were wondering what happened to them. They were so big and we were so small. Now we are bigger than them. Amen.
Amen.
But the two of us, somehow, our hands were small. We were very little. But somehow we got sharp mouth. That used to earn us the necessary beating. Amen. So, that mouth, I now use it to preach. And I think people like me preaching.
Amen.
And I use that mouth to speak at events where people are blessed, whether Christian gathering or no Christian gathering, because that was the endowment. At the time of ignorance, when I knew the best thing to use it for was to abuse people, I used to use it to abuse people. And that's why I told parents, whatever traits you find in them, don't worry too much. That trait will become an endowment that will be used to the glory of God. In the name of Jesus. We were talking about some of the things in those days. We said, they say the higher you go, the cooler it becomes. So those guys that were taller than us, we'll be looking at them, we say, is it cooler there? Amen. Because we were asking questions. Of course, our questions were sarcastical and all those things, but we ended up, two of us, becoming lawyers to the glory of God. Amen. Amen. So please, my little friends, are you still there? Did you know that Moriah read that a little boy gave the lunch? So God wants everybody to participate in his miracle. Amen. Amen. But you know the interesting thing, children? He doesn't leave anybody behind. That little thing you think you have, that light of yours, can be the one that will lighten up your family, can lighten up your school, can lighten up the lives of your friends, but don't hide it. Release it. Whatever it is, release it. Jesus wants to use it. He wants you to declare his glory according to Isaiah 66 verse 19 from that which he has put into your life. And parents, do not despise their days of little beginning. Don't shut them down. Don't discourage them. If their song is discordant, don't worry. I remember when I was in the secondary school, I'll close with this. So I was in the choir, right? And the person who was the chapel leader asked us to sing. The truth of the matter is, what does he even know? What did he know about soprano and anything as a secondary school student? So I sang. I said, no, you don't know how to sing. And he shut me down. And since that time, I stopped singing. Because he told me I could not sing. And I accepted it, and it affected me. When he became a reverend father and I visited him, I said, sir, the day you were doing audition, which you didn't even know what you were doing, you shut me down. Some of those people who sing nothing now, you see, Guinea. They ask you to pay £10,000. Now I miss the opportunity of collecting that kind of money. because somebody shut me down. Amen. We had somebody at the time we heard, he went to preach somewhere and they paid him £45,000. And then he came to us, he collected, I don't know how much. And I said, so what kind of Bible am I carrying? That when I preach in Nigeria, they give me 5,000 naira. So maybe my singing talent, sorry for you, I would have been very rich now. Amen. I might be joking. But the truth of the matter is, please, whatever you see in these children, honey it. Amen. Whatever you see in these children, develop it. Grow it. Pray for it. Jesus gave us the example by collecting that 5 loaves and 2 fishes from a child. Teaching us that is one of his biggest miracles, dependent on a child. Not a pastor. Not an evangelist. Not even a prophet. But a little child. I'm done. I don't even need the 1 minute. Hallelujah. How are we going to treat these, our children? How are we going to treat the endowments in their lives? What are we going to do with times when they make mistakes and times when they seem to falter? Are we going to support them? Are we going to hunt them? Are we going to develop their talent? Are we going to give them the room to grow? Are we going to support them? Are we going to let them know that they are very crucial within the ministry of the church and indeed in bringing to pass the glory of God? Another miracle that was so interesting to me, which the Holy Spirit shared with me this morning, was the book of 2 Kings chapter 5, the story of Naaman, who brought about the miracle of Naaman. It was a little slave girl. It was a little slave girl that told the madam, if my master will go to Israel, he will receive his healing. I'm closing with that because that child did not preach theology. That child did not prophesy. That child did not do anything special except that she knew that there was a God in Israel. And she proclaimed the God of Israel. These children, we tell people in their classes, in our church we pray. In our church we sing. It is what they know they will say. If you parents in this church are fighting, they will go to their school and say, in their church, our parents fight. One auntie, you know everybody is auntie. Is that how they are taught? Our auntie is not nice. Let that not be their story. But let their story be, in our church, in our home, there is love. There is peace. We pray. Just like that girl said. She said what she knew. And what she knew brought the results. Shall we just stretch forth our hands to these children? Let's stretch forth our hands towards them. God wants to use them in a very special way. He wants to use them to declare his glory. Let's pray for them, that these our precious children would declare the glory of God. They will fulfill God's destiny for their lives. They will be an integral part of the revival that God wants to birth in this land. There will be the great men and women that will rule in our town hall, that will rule in our county hall, that will rule in our parliament. In the name of Jesus, Thank you, precious Father. We give you all the glory and honor, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Come on, shout a louder hallelujah. Children, can you shout hallelujah? God bless you. God bless you. Thank you very much. Hallelujah.